It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And joining us today is Bob Scott, Avon Lake Superintendent. A pleasure as always, my friend. How are you?
Doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me. It's always a lot of fun to be able to come on and especially talk about education. You know, it's what's in my heart. It's what my passion is. So any time to talk about it is a great time.
Athletics as well, I've noticed with you. You and I saw each other last night briefly in passing at the Coliseum. And while last night's game didn't turn out the way you may have wanted, still a great year for the Shoremen.
It was a great year for the Shoremen. Our kids played really hard all throughout the year. Last night we would, of course, wanted to have a little different result, but Lorraine has a great team, and you have to give them a lot of credit for staying with their game plan. It was a hard-fought game, but, you know, we want to congratulate our kids, and we want to hope Lorraine a good chance into the future. So,
and we want to congratulate you as well here, because I didn't realize this until a couple of hours ago, but I believe it was last month. You celebrated, I believe, your 15th year, is that right, as the superintendent at Avon Lake?
You know, it is hard to believe because it seems like it was yesterday, but February 20th, which was a couple of Fridays ago, was my 15th anniversary of starting as superintendent of Avon Lake City Schools. So it's, as I told the people that were in the room celebrating with me, you know, the good part is, I'm as excited to come to work today as I was 15 years ago on that first day. It's a great school system. It's a great staff, great parents, great city, and I love doing what I do every day.
Very nice. Well, congratulations on
Thank
a
you.
Decade and a half. That's good stuff. Very good stuff. Well, a lot of topics we want to tackle with you here today, and there's always something cool happening in the Avon Lake school system, and you know it's hard to narrow some of these down, but looking a couple of days ago at some of the things you guys have going, boy, there's a project that the physics program is working on where you guys are dealing with a pendulum. So talk about some of the aspects of this and what makes this so fascinating.
You know, and John Gill is the instructor in that class. It's our AP Physics class. It actually started 3 years ago. And what John looks for are real-world projects for the kids to do. You know, you can only do so much in the classroom. You can only do so much with a textbook. Especially with physics, you need to get your hands dirty and really, really dig into it. So he started the Pendulum Project. And what we're going to have when this is all said and done in our Lake Center, which is our media center, it's got a 30-foot ceiling. You know, we're going to have a pendulum that comes from the ceiling to the floor. If you've seen the one in the Natural History Museum, it's going to be similar to that. And these kids in this physics class have designed it from scratch. And of course, the physics pieces of it are tremendous. They can use, you know, they explain it to me, and it's like, well, Mr. Scott, you can't just do that because the Earth is tipped, and we're at this latitude and this longitude, so it changes everything that we have, and there's friction and momentum and all these things that they have. You know, so they've got all that worked out, and they actually have a working model now that they've finished. And I think the added piece to it is that they've been presenting this now for 3 years to groups of businessmen and to scientists and showing them what they've been doing and asking them questions. So it's been a great activity for these kids. And we're at the point now where we're basically raising money to build this thing. And in the end, it will be a long-term piece of our school system. So we're excited.
30 feet.
30 feet.
Holy smokes. So that is a large, large pendulum.
Yeah,
Holy smokes.
And it's perpetual. You know, the idea, and that's what makes it hard, is it makes itself run. You know, you don't wind it, you don't do anything, it just keeps going. You know, and it tells time as it goes around. It ticks off, you know, there'll be little tiles that it knocks over so that you know what time it is and what day it is. So it's very exciting.
Wow. A lot of interesting layers to that project. And, you know, one of the interesting things about talking to you is that you guys have things going on opposite ends of the spectrum, all equally as interesting, talking about an AP physics class and creating a pendulum to a stress management series and a stress management series of strategies, rather, with seventh graders. They were working on stress management strategies? That's crazy.
You know, and we started this, and it's not just the seventh grade. We really have started on, you know, social. It's part of our social emotional learning curriculum. So we start grade appropriate starting in kindergarten. And some big pieces that people will see, like a month ago, we showed last year, we showed all the parents the movie Angst, which had to do with anxiety and anxiety in school. We showed it to all 5th through 12th graders about a month ago. You know, in collaboration with that, we have programs every day that are like the ones that you saw the 7th graders do. You know, and the two pieces they were doing, part of the picture, if you saw it, is they were actually doing yoga, you know, and working on yoga, which is a great stress release activity. But there are other pieces they do, and part of it is it's Botvine, I believe, life skill program that we actually got through Lakota, who's a Lorain County organization, and we have counselors come in. And they work on breathing exercises, and they work. It's sort of funny when you see it, because if Lisa Goodwin, who is our counselor from Lakota, is there, you come into the room, and it's actually the posture that the kids are sitting on in their chairs, you know, relaxing their arms, feet flat on the floor, back straight, that they're, you know, they're getting themselves to where they can get their head where it needs to be. You know, and it's funny because one of our counselors always terms it as you really have to name it to tame it. So a lot of this has to do with kids realizing what creates anxiety. Once you realize what creates your anxiety, you know, you're stressed, then you've got to figure out how to get rid of that. And adults can help. You know, we can do counseling, we can do classes, but then in the end, we need our kids to take care of it themselves.
Stress management strategies. That's something I wish I had the opportunity to tackle when I was in 7th grade. I mean, I could use it now, but I mean, in 7th grade, they weren't even thinking about that back then.
No, you know, it really is. It's you know, the world changes, you know, 2020, and you know, whether it's, you know, social media, you know, all the pieces that kids have to deal with nowadays that are different when, you know, I was a kid, you know, and I was a kid a long time after you were a kid, Bull. So you know, things keep changing. But again, you have to give kids those tools so that, you know, so they could do the things that are important in their life.
You got a lot more hair than I do, though. So, I mean, if you were a kid a lot earlier than I was, it certainly doesn't show.
Well, see, it's radio, so I could tell everybody, you know, my black hair, just like it was 10 years ago, and they've got to believe that.
Yes, they do. You painted a nice picture, so they're buying that for sure. I got Bob Scott, Avon Lake Superintendent, joining us here on our Dorchin Corporation Champions of Education series. All right, a couple of weeks ago, you tweeted out a video describing the Murples. So what are the Murples, and what makes that show so incredibly spectacular?
Well, Sid, I have to do two pieces to this. It's number one, we've had a series of winter choirs and orchestra performances. Everybody has those. You know, it's our winter performances. The band performs, the choir performs, the orchestra performs. And Avon Lake is you know, really blessed that we've got outstanding instructors, we've got conductors that are outstanding, and we've got kids that really can do it. So it's been a great couple, 2 or 3 weeks. Now, the Murples are our high school a cappella group, and there's about 20 of them this year. They usually start off the programs before our bigger choirs come out and sing. But it's you have to try out for it, and it's very, 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 very difficult, you know, in a school of 1,300 kids to be one of those 20 kids that gets to be on the Murples. And, well, the story of the Murples, because everybody wants to know, Murple? What's a Murple? Well, evidently, years and years and years ago, they were the mermen.
Ah, okay.
And then they added females to it. So, well, they couldn't be mermen and merwomen, so they ended up trying merpeople. And merpeople sounds really odd.
Too many syllables.
So they put merpeople together, and that's how you get a merple.
Wow. Okay. So, I had no idea. That's how it all started, and that's how it all came together.
Yeah, it's Murples. Fun, but they're a great group and outstanding. And if you heard the tape that was on that, it was, you know, just beautiful. Just beautiful.
Very, very cool stuff. Well, speaking of cool stuff, the kindness cart is making the rounds through the Avon Lake school system. Mm-hmm. So explain the kindness cart and all that goes along with it.
You know, and you know, the picture that you saw that was tweeted out was at Eastview. And you know, and it's a basic concept is, you know, on given days, kids just need somebody to be nice to them. And, you know, on they just sort of work it with the class and they have a cart and there's snacks in it or little stuffed animals or little things. And they go to a class and the kids get to pick something from it. So it really is a basic concept that somebody really does care about you. They want you to be happy today and, you know, look at all this stuff and take your choice. You know, we like you. You're a good kid. So the concept is very, very basic, but again, it's something that we know that every day in kids' lives aren't perfect, you know, and a lot of times all they want to know is that somebody cares about them, and the kindness card is part of that.
Absolutely it is. Now, we're going to go, I think, to the other end of the spectrum, going from the kindness card to something I heard a little bit about a couple of weeks ago, this mouse trap car challenge. So for those who haven't heard, what is this mousetrap car challenge?
It's fun, and it's really on one part of it, just exactly what it sounds like, is the kids are put in teams. You know, each team is given a mousetrap. And the idea is to make a car out of the mousetrap. So you've got to make the car run on its own. And the one that we did that you saw was, it was three intermediate schools. Fifth, sixth is not your normal configuration, but Dover Intermediate School in Westlake is fifth, sixth, and East Intermediate School in Midview is fifth, sixth. So they challenged Troy Intermediate School, which is fifth, sixth grade, challenged them to a mouse car, a mousetrap car race. The thing is all you get are just pieces of things to put your car together, like CD discs and string and rubber bands and paper clips. And then you got to figure out how to make it and how to make it run. And then you get challenged by other people, and the course is 15 feet long. And when they say go, the first car to get 15 feet wins.
Wow.
So, you know, it was fun. And it's amazing what the kids could do. I mean, you're thinking, oh, how do you make a... You know, how do you use that little snap on the mousetrap and make the wheels turn using that? You know, so again, it goes back to that physics piece and science, and then there's also innovation and ingenuity and teamwork and all those things that you want.
Wow.
Now, and a little bit of competition, just so you know, Troy did win both fifth and sixth grade division, so, you know, a little bit of competition.
Hey, sometimes you need competition. That's all right. Nothing wrong with that. All right, two other things I want to close out on here. And, you know, these are things I think not only important to the Avon Lake school system, important to the entire county, and I think with the coronavirus, important on a much larger scale outside the county and certainly globally as well. But how has the coronavirus affected some of the things that you guys do and the things that you guys have done?
Well, in the first piece with the coronavirus is where it is right now. You know, we haven't seen it in Ohio. You know, I'm not sure what's happened today. But it's in phases. And at this time of year, we are always working very hard because it's flu season. You know, so we work hard to do the same things that they say you do to mitigate the virus itself or the potential for the virus. Wash your hands. I mean, we work with kids constantly. Wash your hands. Cover your mouth when you cough. Don't come to school if you're sick.
Yes.
You know, these are our rules. Don't come to school. And of course, then at school, we spend more time wiping stuff down, making sure that everything's clean, wiping buses down. You know, so we really look at it as far as taking care of what happens, you know, same as we do the flu, because everything in that area, even with the virus, is the same. You know, take care of the kids, do what you need to do to keep things just as clean as possible. We're also planning, and we've got great people here in Lorain County that, you know, work for the CDC and, you know, work, you know, want to make sure that I get some of their names right.
Lorain County Public Health is a big one as
Mr.
well.
Mr. Covell, he's the director of that. We've got Tom Kelly, who works for Homeland Security and Safety in Lorain County. You know, the superintendents are meeting with them constantly, and we're constantly being given information on what's going on and things that we can do. And in the end, we're all about keeping kids safe. You know, and we do everything we can to do that. And if coronavirus ends up being here, then we're going to work with all those outside agencies, and we're going to put a plan together that keeps kids as safe as possible. You know, so right now it's sort of that if, you know, what we can do now is do those mitigating procedures, wash your hands, you know, cough into your elbow, you know. We'll clean stuff up, and if it comes, then we'll deal with it when it comes. But we're getting a good plan in place.
Taking all the preventative measures, right? That's the best you can do at this point. Hopefully the coronavirus does not come anywhere in this general vicinity. I know you also mentioned the census was something you wanted to hit on as well and talk about the importance of that as that's rapidly approaching.
You know, in Matt Lundy, who's, you know, one of our Lorain County councilmen, you know, is running that program for us. And every 10 years, there's a census. And the census does really two things for us. It, you know, that count in Lorain County is really how we receive federal funds across the board. And, of course, that's important for us because the more people you have, the more funds that you get. And that's whether you're the county or a school system. So we need to get everybody counted. It's also about representation. You know, how you have senators and representatives at the federal level is based on how many people you have in your area in Lorain County. And we need that representation in Washington, D.C. So we need to have a good high count. We need everybody counted. Actually, next week, people are going to start receiving emails. This is the first time you'll be able to do the census online for your household. And then on April 1, of course, that's when you can hand in the one that comes to your house. You know, and what we're telling people really is, you know, we need to fill it out. We need these numbers to be correct. And remember that 2 weeks from now, or 2 months from now, I'm sorry, somebody's going to start knocking on your door if you haven't filled yours out yet at your house. So, you know, let's get it done, and then we don't have people knocking on the doors, and we get that nice high number, and we take care of Lorain County.
Very well stated. You don't want anybody knocking on your door unless it's Publishers Clearing House and they're offering you $5, $10, $15, $25 gazillion or whatever it is they normally offer you.
Yeah, but it is. I keep waiting to see that big check out by the road, but you know, never happens.
Oh yeah, it was Ed McMahon for many years. Is it Steve Harvey that does it now? I can't remember.
I think it is.
Well, fair enough. So you'll get someone knocking at your door if you don't take care of business online. Bob, always a pleasure to have you here in studio. Always so much fun. Congratulations again on 15 years as the superintendent at Avon Lake.
Thank you much, Bull. I appreciate you having me on. And you know, if you've got a passion for education, I can't have a better job. So thank you much.
Thank you again. That's Bob Scott, superintendent at Avon Lake, joining us here on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Let's take a break. We are 90 minutes through this Thursday edition of Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.